Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com.
Every once in a while, I hear a story that is so inspirational that I just have to share it with you, my listeners. And today that story is about Hint Water, the unsweetened, preservative-free, flavored bottled water brand that you've probably been seeing popping up all over the place these days. And here to tell us the story is Hint Water's founder and CEO, Kara Golden. Welcome, Kara.
Thank you.
Now, Kara, you've built a $40 million plus company in 10 short years, and I understand that Hint turned in 30% growth last year and is now sold in over 2,000 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Congratulations. That's quite
Thank
a remarkable
you.
Achievement. Yeah. And, you know, as I observe and have learned about your story, I know that you grew this company in part by practicing one of the principles in my book, What Great Brands Do, which is great brands ignore trends. The trend in this case was sweet. So tell us how you ignored that trend and why.
Well, I think the biggest thing for me and sort of building Hint and looking back was really realizing that, you know, sweet was something that was not making me as healthy as I wanted to be. And so for me, it wasn't just about the sugar. It was really about sweeteners and Diet Coke in particular. I was drinking 10 to 12 cans of Diet Coke every day. And,
it
started it for me with, you know, really not only not feeling well from the standpoint of kind of, you know, not being clear and kind of headaches when I wasn't having a Diet Coke, which, you know, seemed to be every couple of hours, but also I had other issues, including my stomach didn't feel well and, you know, extra weight that I wanted to get off and et cetera. So I really was looking at, you know, my own desire to get healthier. And what I realized was that the one thing that seemed to be a consistent part of my life that I needed was sweet. And yet that thing was really the thing that I didn't feel was making me, you know, ultimately the most healthy. So I wanted to, not consciously going against the trend necessarily, but what I found soon after trying to, you know, remove that kind of vice from my life, I really found like maybe I'm a little bit different than, you know, other consumers, because I keep hearing that, you know, the trend is, you know, sweet and no calories. And, but I really felt like it wasn't really about the no calories thing as much as it was about getting myself to not be so addicted to sweet, which was for me the Diet Coke.
Right. Okay. Now, when we got together a couple of months ago, you talked about how you're not just making a new product, you've actually created a new category. So I wanted you to kind of explain the difference and what that difference has meant in terms of what it's required from you in building Hint.
Yeah, so I mean, I tell a lot of friends when, you know, when I launched this company, it wasn't really, I didn't, like a lot of other entrepreneurs, start off thinking I want to be a beverage executive and I want to launch my own, you know, beverage. And instead, I really, you know, I wanted this product in the marketplace. And because, again, I wanted to get myself healthier and I was trying to get off of my sweet addiction. And when I looked in the marketplace, I couldn't find this product. And I decided to create Hint and threw fruit and water. And first I threw it in the pitchers of water. And then I, you know, looked on the shelf at foods like, or at food places like Whole Foods and Safeway and Costco and even health food stores, and I couldn't find a flavored water that didn't have sweeteners in it. And so I just decided it's not there and I'm going to create it. But little did I realize that I was not only creating a product, but also creating a new category of unsweetened flavored waters, which is, you know, still today, you know, we're definitely the leader in a vast sea of beverages that all have sweeteners in it. And, you know, it's amazing to me to sort of still look at the shelf. I mean, I launched this company initially 9 years ago. It's amazing to me to look at, you know, the shelf and see all of the things that are calling themselves water, which, you know, truly aren't water because water isn't sweetened. And why should things be able to be called water when they have some sort of sweetener in it, whether it's Splenda or stevia or sugar?
Mm-hmm. So there's some education that's required for people to understand that your product doesn't have these things and yet it still tastes great.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's actually it's disappointing as a consumer to think that you have to be educated about, you know, what you're putting into your bodies, but it's the sort of sad reality, not only in the beverage industry, but also in just consumer products overall. And I think people are starting to realize it more and more that, you know, just because something is, you know, in my category called water, it doesn't mean that it's actually water like, you know, water as I would think of and how I would describe it as being is bottled. So I think that's the, you know, and there's many other sort of names that they've, consumer products companies have put on products that make us as consumers perceive them as healthier, whether it's baked or whether it's called ice or whether it's, you know, even called fresh squeezed or, you know, just because it's called that. I mean, I've realized in my journey along the way and sort of launching Hint that there's a lot of names that and a lot of labels that are put on products that make the consumer perceive them as healthier than they truly are.
Right, right. Now, Hint Water is featured in a delightful little book called Cooking Up a Business about creating food-related businesses. And the title of the chapter about your company is How Simple Wins on the Grocery Store Shelf. So talk to us about the importance of simple.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just goes along with where consumers are today in terms of realizing that consumer products are not necessarily what they are made out to be, you know, initially. I mean, just going back to my previous point of, you know, when you see something called water, it's people are onto it now. And if they're you know, everything from the farm to table movement to, you know, just getting cleaner ingredients and diets like paleo and you know, people really want to understand what the ingredients are that they're putting into their body. I mean, when you have a product like fruit water, for example, which doesn't contain a single drop of fruit in it, many consumers are asking, as I did a couple of years ago, why is it allowed to be called fruit water? I mean, what is it that makes it, you know, okay to call that fruit water? It's not water. There's no fruit in it. Yet it's really tricking the consumer into believing that it's healthier than it is because people want to believe that fruit is healthy. They want to believe that water is healthy. So I think ingredients that are simple like Hint, which just contains the skins and oils of the fruit, are ultimately winning on the shelf and are going to win on the shelf because consumers are getting much more proactive in understanding what ingredients, you know, make sense for them to have. And even if they're not coming up with that concept on their own in terms of reading labels and really understanding the ingredients, another thing is happening, which is that many consumers are being, you know, forced into lifestyles that, let's just say they didn't necessarily count on having as part of their life. And what I mean by that is, and we get consumer letters from these consumers every day saying that they found Hint when they were diagnosed with things like type 2 diabetes, where one in three people have type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, and they're trying to regulate how much sweetness they're putting into their body, and not just sugar but also sweeteners, or, you know, cancer, or, you know, some sort of gastric disorder that is, you know, a lot of these foods, not just beverages, but also foods that have high levels of sodium and preservatives and food colorings and things that that maybe that are ultimately making them sicker.
Right.
So they get that sort of diagnosis into this new life that they've got to deal with. And and the first thing that they start to do is eliminate and pay attention to certain ingredients. And that's what's so special about Hint, is that, you know, when you're eliminating ingredients and trying to determine what exactly you should or shouldn't eat and drink, many people tell us that they try to go to plain water, but plain water, while consumers are aspiring to drink plain water is very boring. I found it 9 years ago when I developed this company. It wasn't that I didn't want to drink plain water, it's just that I found it very boring. And so the great thing about Hint is that it just makes it more interesting. And, you know, I think that we have a number of consumers who are coming from the sodas and the, you know, vitamin waters and the sports drinks that are out there that are, you know, really are not what these consumers had perceived them to be. But then we also have a number of plain water drinkers who describe Hint as a treat for them, that once in a while they just want, you know, something with a little bit of taste in it. And I think that the key thing that we hear is that we're just helping people to live that healthier lifestyle of getting closer to water, which is super fulfilling for me personally.
Great. Now, one of the things that impressed me about the Hint Water story is how you had to make some tough choices, like choosing to change from cold fill to hot fill production to increase a shelf life. And you also changed from having an adult line and then Hint Kids to having a single line. But at the same time, you stuck to some core principles like no preservatives. So can you tell us how you determined what you could compromise on or be flexible on, and what were your non-negotiables?
So for me, launching this product, from day one, I said to my husband, who's the chief operating officer of the company and was here in the very, very early days, I said, look, I want to launch a product that has no sweeteners in it and no preservatives in it. And, you know, and those are the two things that I really, really believe are a significant problem in our kitchen and in, you know, our overall life. I want to get back to as natural and real as we can get. And so with that, I mean, that was like day one. I I've never budged from there. I mean, we've had various people who have said, can you create a drink with a, you know, Splenda or Stevia or some sort of sweetener in it or low calories? And that's, I've been very, very clear and focused about that mission, that that's not our company. Our company is really about no sweeteners. And so I think, and it's a mission too that sort of, that, you know, resonates not just with me and my family, but also the employees that work here and the people that I lead are really about the no sweet mission and making people healthier. So I think that those are two things that were there from, you know, day one. And I think just overall in terms of the process, moving from, you know, cold fill to a hot fill, technology, it wasn't that it was extremely difficult to do that. It was more that we were told by industry experts that you couldn't do that. So that we would never be able to have, you know, that the skins and oils that we use taste the same. I always use the example of like a, you know, cooked strawberry versus a raw strawberry. It's like, it's a very different taste mm-hmm. to the consumer, or mm-hmm. cooked carrot versus a raw carrot. It's just, they just taste different. And so that's not that they taste bad, but it's just, it's what the consumer's expectations and their brain tells them that mm-hmm. a strawberry drink is going to taste like. It's not a cooked strawberry like in a pie, which you have to throw a ton of, you know, sugar into in order for it to taste, you know, like a cooked strawberry pie versus a raw strawberry or a raw carrot. So we really, it was really about, you know, listening to people that, or ultimately not listening to people who were telling us that something wasn't possible, which, you know, is the story of an entrepreneur, right? Like figuring out like what is possible and how do we do it? And so we did it by just playing around with lots of different temperatures and, you know, as somebody from a potentially competitive product said to me, who used to run operations for them, walked up to me at a conference a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, you make it sound so easy, bottling hints, but I know that it's not that easy what you've done, because when I was at that former company, I tried to do what you're doing, and what you're doing is pretty incredible. But you know, I think for us, it was like once we figured it out, and once, like, you know, anything else that is important to a company, then you put the processes in place in order to create, you know, a product that, in our case, holds up to shelf life. And once you figured it out, you just stick with it, right?
Right. Right. And of course, that will sound familiar to some of my listeners who are familiar with the principle in my book, Great Brands Commit and Stay Committed. So, Kara, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today. I know you've inspired many people already, and I'm glad we could have a chance for you to speak to more people through this interview. I want to tell my listeners to check out Hint Water at drinkhint.com, also the Facebook page Drink Hint, and you can also follow the company on Twitter at Hint Water. Kara, thanks again, and best wishes as you continue to grow.
Thank you.
That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care, and thanks again.